Well, hi there. How are you feeling today? A little blue, perhaps? Well, I don't blame you. With the weather being as gray and dismal as it is, I think everyone's been feeling a little down. But the big question is, what's the deal, Mother Nature? I mean, I understand. I totally get it. Sometimes people just have bad days, or weeks, or months. But don't you think it's getting to be a bit much? And like I said, I don't blame you. I completely understand. We've been giving you a rough go of it. But come on, Mother Nature. Rain, then snow, then rain and teasing us with a bit of sun? It's a little rough. So here's what I'm thinking. How about you and I sit down, we'll have a chat, and hang out a bit, and we'll make amends. I'll apologize on behalf of the human race for treating you like we've been doing, and you give us good weather. How does that sound? I mean, I have to say, it's a bit of a bummer to see a bunch of my friends losing that spring in their step when they're beginning to realize that spring hasn't really sprung yet. So, Mother Nature, to you and me, come sit down, relax, hang out, and we'll indulge in a little bit of music therapy. Hello, Toronto. This is Renisa McLeod here, and you are listening to Music Therapy. Today in my studio from Monday Rose, this is Ari Lyon. Hey, Ari. How's it going?
All good things. Just gearing up for the show. Having a good time. What about you?
Not bad, not bad. Pretty stoked.
Sweet.
So, your band is Monday Rose, which is where Ari is from. Built on love, passion, and humble beginnings, the name stems from the word Montrose, which is the boat that your grandfather crossed on,
this
right?
This is true. My great-grandfather, yeah. He was in Poland when the Nazis came in, and he had the foresight to get out in time before things got from worse from bad. But, yeah, he came over, and the boat was called the Montrose. He was there with his little brother, and we got the name from that.
Cool.
Thanks.
Sounds like a very, very deep family tie.
Yeah, you know, we thought it would be, we thought it was important to kind of get that in there. I don't know, it's just one of those things. You got to remember where you came from. But also, it's something that's important to us because it's a cool story and it's, you know, it's an important time in history and it's, I don't know, it represents strength, you know, so.
So, you were telling me that you're actually going to be changing your name to Danger legally.
My middle name will be Danger. I'll be Ari Danger Lyon, officially.
Well, that's
on all legal forms, yes. My really good friend, Frankie White, Frankie White and the Dead Autos, they're fantastic. Got a plugger. She's one of my besties. But I just said besties. That's embarrassing. anyways, it was a dare because I had my middle name as Danger on the Facebook, and people kind of started tripping out over it. It was a joke. I was watching Austin Powers, and he always says Danger is my middle name. So I put it up there, and I meant to do it for 2 days, and I got all this flood of messages and people, what are you talking about, and is that your real middle name, and all this kind of stuff. And to this day, people kind of message me, and when I meet them for the first time, that is Danger your real middle name? And I say no, but now I say yes, it is. That was a dare. Thank you, Frankie. Love you forever. And we're going to be doing some shows this summer, too. That's going to be cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, some festivals with Thornley and 5440, and I think we're going to try to head down to the States together for a little bit. It's always good times around Western New York, maybe Boston, somewhere around there.
Sorry, Monday Rose or you
Monday
guys
Rose. Monday Rose. And Frankie's one of my best friends, so we always thought it would be really cool to play together. But yeah, Monday Rose and Frankie, we're doing some festivals together, and we're going to travel a little bit together. Try to, anyways.
Nice.
See how it works out.
All right, so coming up, guys, we've got you two. This is Beautiful Day.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space. space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away. You're on the road, but you got no destination.
Go, go, go.
And we're back. You're listening to Music Therapy. I'm Renice McLeod, and with me in the studio is Ari Danger Lion. How are you doing?
Good. That was I love those tunes.
Those tunes that you were just listening to, we had Beautiful Day to start it off with U2, followed by Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. And those were a couple of special requests from my lovely guest.
Such great bands. Like Rumors really is one of the better albums that has been made.
I think I might have to agree on that.
Excellent.
Yes. So, we were talking in between bouts of vocal air guitar, which I was pretty impressed by.
Thank you. Practice makes perfect.
I think we have a bit of an announcement coming up. Do we have an announcement?
We do have an announcement. So, we're headlining the Mod Club. Monday Rose is headlining the Mod Club May 11th, 2011. It's going to be a really cool show. Our good friends Automatic Toys are opening it up for us. We're going to release our first single and video. It's going to be really cool, but we just got to confirm that Pizza Rustica, they're at Front in Wellington. If you bring in your ticket stub after the show at any point, it doesn't have to be right after, but they'll give you 10% off your order. So that's pretty cool.
Sweet. So dinner and a show, guys. Get on that. And where can they go to get tickets?
You can get tickets. You can email band@mondayrosemusic.com.
That's band@mondayrosemusic.com.
That it is. Tell us how many you need, and we'll get them to you.
Cool.
And or you can go to mondayrosemusic.com and send in a request or anything.
Cool. And they clock in at about $15 each, right?
15, yep.
Exciting. And I know. You get a free single. I'll be there. Ari will definitely be there. Stop and say hi.
I might be there.
Might.
I might be there. I'm thinking about it.
On the off chance. On a completely different note, this is something that I've heard. Could be a rumor, could be true, could be not. But I hear that you're actually ordained.
I am ordained. That's true. You know what? Our fans called us the Lovers, and we call them the Lovers in return. And I thought that it would be kind of the ultimate if how did you find that? I thought it would be really cool if at some point some fans that, you know, they had a marriage license and they were in love and they were really cool, they could come on stage and I could marry them right there during the show.
Talk about an original wedding ceremony. So, couples, get on that as well. Get your marriage license and come to the show, and Ari might marry you right on stage, and you can't get much better than that.
That's going to be good times. That would be a pretty cool rock and roll show.
That would be pretty amazing. So I'm actually going to play a Monday Rose song now, talking about love and awesomeness in Monday Rose. This is actually one of my favorites. When did it come out?
It was a couple years ago. So wrote it. It's well, the first part's true, anyways. The second two verses are a little fantastical, but you know, it was based on something that happened, and I thought it was great. I wanted to write it down, and a few people know who it's about, but we'll keep that secret for now.
All right, ladies and germs, coming up, we have Monday Rose, September Girl.
Of the travelers, and there's a party going on. Feel the fun, feel the sin. A boy and girl meet, their eyes lock in place. Their eyebrows go up with the smiles on their face. So lips find two others, suddenly it's clear. A path has been chosen and bliss is near. 20 toes are twitching, 20 fingers are tingle. The lips melt together, the body's no longer. In the room next door, there's an elderly couple who says, "Damn, those kids ain't nothing but trouble." Hold on, says his wife, "Remember our good old days. Before all we did was go see our frozen place where we were so in love and it constantly showed. A apart for one day and the thought would explode. Without the man's smile and said, yeah, I remember. He pulled his wife in close and whispered, my September. Kids are still going strong. They return to the inn where their love had first begun. She sleeps on the left side and he takes to the right. And in the middle of the bed there's only memories of that night. Through the thin walls they hear a party next door where there's two young kids in the fall through the floor. The wife thinks of the past and how they came to be a couple. But the man says, damn, those kids ain't nothing. Nothing but trouble.
And we're back. That was September Girl by Monday Rose. I have Ari in the studio with me today. That's a gorgeous song.
Thank
I have
you.
To say, it's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
So, you said it was sort of based on a true story.
Well, the first verse is, you know what, you go on the road and you meet certain people, you go do things without getting into too much detail, but you know, you get into some parties and you have a good time, but sometimes you meet some really special people on your travels and whatever it is that you're doing, and this was one of those times. I wanted to write the song, but the thing is that the second verse, then it kind of goes to the old couple that's in the room next door, and they're listening and they're hearing what's going on, and you know, they're sort of annoyed, but the wife is remembering when they were kids and all that, and then in the last round of it, then the young couple has turned into the old couple. I just thought that was kind of an interesting story. I kind of like the idea of people growing up and becoming maybe not necessarily exactly who they thought they were going to be, but becoming someone and just kind of remembering their past and remembering where they came from and all that.
Okay, that's neat. That's a very, very optimistic point of view. It's almost refreshing.
Thank you. I don't know. I find stuff like that to be kind of interesting.
Cool. That's cool. So how do you stay so optimistic in what many would call a very bitter world? Your music, from what I've heard, is usually very uplifting, very soothing, very passionate, and very positive.
I sing in a rock and roll band. What's not to be optimistic?
Some might disagree.
Some people are crazy.
Well, I think everybody's,
I don't know,
a
you know what,
crazy.
It's all about having fun. I mean, the world's a crazy place. A lot of nutty stuff happens, and there's a lot of people out there that are out to do harm and not so cool stuff. But I mean, you got to do your own thing, and you got to remember who you are and what you're about and what you want to do and who you want to be, and just have a good time, you know, We're not here for that long.
No, that's true.
You gotta do awesome things while you can.
It's kind of like Bill and Ted. Be excellent to each other and party on.
Be excellent to each other, exactly. You know what, I was raised with the mentality of do what feels good and do what you want to do as long as you don't hurt anybody along the way. So you just don't mess with people and have a good time.
Fair enough.
Be honest.
Honesty is usually a big thing.
Yeah, and take vitamins or something.
So that's Ari's inspirational speech. Thank you.
Life lessons.
And so, speaking of life, you're not that old, so where do you get your viewpoint from? Now, I don't know how old you are exactly.
No one does.
No one does, but how do you keep such a mentality as that?
You know, I don't think that age is a real thing. I think that it matters how you were raised, where you were raised, and the people that you surround yourself with. That's what really counts.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, that definitely makes a lot of sense.
Oh, thank you. You know, I don't know. Life is funny. People will tell you all kinds of things, but it's really just, I don't know. It's all about where you are, and where you're going, you know, and where you want to go. And you got to just kind of keep your head on straight and do your thing. Not let anybody tell you otherwise. It feels good to do it.
All right. So do you think it's time for another song?
I think it's time for another song.
All right, we're going to pick up the pace a little bit, just a bit. This is another song that actually Monday Rose has been compared to. If you guys can guess the underlying theme, you get a gold star.
I'm excited to hear what song this is.
So we'll see. This is just from a review that I read. But this, ladies and germs, is Led Zeppelin.
Beneath the marquee, overload. the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee.
And we're back. This is Renice McLeod on Music Therapy with Centennial College Creative Communications Campus. Wow. And with me in the studio, I have Ari Danger Lion.
How did you memorize all that? That's a mouthful, isn't it?
That's what she said.
Ooh, on the radio.
Well, we didn't say anything bad, really. How do I memorize it? I don't know. Maybe I'm just awesome.
I'd fumble over that. I can't say that many words that fast. That's why my rap career went down the tube.
Oh, rap career. Would you want to do some rapping for us now?
No.
So those songs that you were just hearing, Radio Land, we had Led Zeppelin first with Immigrant Song. Now, I mentioned that there was an underlying theme of the show, and everyone must be quite confused since Ari is from Canada. Basically, the show is based around the musical influences and comparisons to the band Monday Rose.
Ah, I gotcha. Yeah, we've gotten a couple of Zeppelin, references, which I always like. I always think that's kind of nice. It's cool when you get compared to your heroes. You know, that's always a really, really nice thing.
Yeah, definitely. And then following that, we had, by the way, with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I just love the Chili Peppers.
They're so good. One of my favorites. And I think it's probably one of the best bass solos ever.
It's one of the only bass solos ever, isn't it?
Which is why it makes it the best.
It's easy to win when you're not against anyone, I guess. But yeah, Flea is the man. I'll give you that.
Agreed.
I found out recently he's also a fantastic trumpet player, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea. Like a jazz trumpet player or something.
That could be amazing.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah, so if all else fails, Flea, if you're listening to this, try a trumpet career.
If all else. Yeah, the Chili Peppers are really struggling right now. So.
Oh, God, yeah. So you're hanging out with me and Ari here of Monday Rose. They actually have a show coming up on May 11th at the Mod Club, yes?
We do, yes.
Which is exciting times, and you can make the reference for yourself and see if you're getting any U2 in there, or Led Zeppelin, or maybe even Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Aerosmith.
We actually have some Aerosmith coming up, and we have a little more from Monday Rose coming up, their new single.
Ooh.
Mr. Z.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. But first, let's talk a bit about your band.
Yes.
You guys have been around for a bit. I know I first saw you almost 2 years ago at Hard Rock.
Yes.
The Hard Rock Cafe. And as far as I understand, the band was initially formed, the formation started in a cabin in the woods, is that right?
Yeah, it did. You know, I was doing a solo thing for a while and it was really boring. It's at a certain point of standing on stage by yourself, you realize that you're not having a whole lot of fun. And it's cooler to run around and make as much noise as possible. I was up in the forest up north, and I was in this cabin. I was doing some work up there, and a good buddy of mine was too. And I was at his cabin, and another friend of his, Randy Starr, was there. And we met, and we started hanging out. And, you know, because you're in the middle of northern Ontario, there's not a lot to do. We had some guitars. We started jamming, and he was unbelievable, just this crazy, incendiary, like, passionate guitar player, and I couldn't believe it. I said, you know, we should make a rock and roll band. And we started jamming, and that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. And you said you met your drummer in a dingy club?
Dingy club. It was at Lee's Palace. You know, he was playing, and I was absolutely fascinated. I can't remember what else was going on that night, because I was just in awe, you know, just tractor beam staring at him. He was really incredible, and I walked up to him afterwards and just said, you should be in my band. Should have a band together. And you know, he listened to the stuff, and he was down. And my bass player, Coyote Black, I knew in high school, and we actually lost touch for a little bit. And when we were putting the band together, then called him up, he was first choice. He was just this unbelievable, naturally gifted player, and exactly the kind of person you want in a band. He doesn't want to jump out there and be in front and grab all the attention. He's not that kind of person, like me. you know what I mean? He's better than he plays, because he plays exactly what is the perfect thing for the song. And if you listen really closely, he's actually playing a lot more intricately than it sounds, which is amazing, because he blends in as the bass player, which is what he wants to do.
Cool. All right. So let's get into that with the new single coming up. Now, you said that you recorded it naked in the studio?
Yes. Nudity is best. I'm not comfortable in clothes. I'm fully dressed right now. Sorry, radio people. But I don't know. I'd rather be naked wherever I am. So I try to do that as much as possible. And I'm in the studio. You know, the curtains are closed. So I figure I'd strip down and give it a go.
I think that's probably one of the most interesting recording techniques I have ever heard.
Well, it's also more fun to dance naked. It's just better to be naked. I think everyone should be naked at all times, or at least as much as possible. We should just go back to loincloths. That was, you know, that was a good age.
Yeah.
Cavemen.
Loincloths. Have you been to the nude beach on Center Island?
I didn't know there was a nude beach on Center Island.
There's a couple.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Might be a little cold.
I'm okay with that. I mean, anyway, penis jokes aside.
Let's get into it. So this is brand spankin' new, new release from Monday Rose. This is Mr. Z on Music Therapy.
At the bottom of the bottle leans a note from below saying, hey, Mr. Z, you know, I'm glad for the show. Won't you come back and haunt us? You can call London your home, and all the ivory keys move in just a little too slow. The woodland hole, and they all mutter to each other how it should have been gold. And on the late night talk show, there's a host with no jokes on his half-inch throne. Mr. Z called for hope. Driving alone, you're driving.
Yes.
And we're back with your weekly musical therapy session. I'm Renice McLeod here with Ari Danger Lion from Monday Rose. That was fresh off.
That's right out of the studio.
Right out of the studio.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine. I was remembering as we were recording it, I was sitting there watching Nick, our drummer, and he's so entertaining to watch. And I just remember even being in the studio, I had my face like pressed up against the glass staring at him, and he kept looking over and laughing and being like, what, you know, man, that's fun. That's good times. So I'm stoked. I get really excited about about new tracks and all that.
I can tell you're practically jumping on your chair. This is amazing.
Yeah.
So this is actually the song that's going to be previewed.
Yeah, we're releasing it officially at the Mod Club. We're going to play the video too. The video is really cool. This guy Mitch Bank directed it. He's fantastic. He's down in LA right now for a little while, finishing it up. But it's really cool. I won't give too much away about it, but I will tell you that my Jose, I just thought this was fascinating. I'm kind of an idiot when it comes to technology. I'm a moron, but you figured out a way. I'm dancing in slow motion, but my mouth is moving regular speed. I was fascinated by that.
That's pretty kind of awesome.
Yeah, he's a genius.
I'm totally impressed, and I'm totally stoked. So May 11th, mark it down in your calendars.
May 11th, the Mod Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were telling me before, this is based on
Warren Zevon.
The Warren Zevon, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Z. You know, he's one of the most fascinating characters. I have a really intense fascination with kind of these tragic heroes. You know, and Warren Zevon, I think it epitomizes that. He was very, he had a terrible go of it. I mean, he was a brutal alcoholic, blackout drunk, had no idea that he was abusing people while he was drunk. He was horrified when he realized it, actually, which was crazy. Everyone who knew him seemed like they hated him. I read his biography, but they had the utmost respect for him because he was just this brilliant writer. Came out with these amazing songs. You know, there's a couple of tributes to him in that song, like the Howl in there, you know, from Werewolves in London and all that. But I don't know, it was amazing. He cleaned up his act and then a few months later passed away from cancer, which was insane. And his final album was, he made this Dream album, which was really cool. You know, you can find clips from his Letterman appearance on YouTube, which was really inspirational. I watched that the first time I ever heard of him was because our friend Sean from The Trues, we were over at his place and he was asking us about if we knew who Zevon was, and we said we didn't, me and Coyote were over there. And he started playing us some of his songs, and it was amazing. And then he, you know, he was getting really excited. He was getting really into it, and showed us these clips of him on Letterman in this final television appearance where he was the only guest the whole time. He played three songs. And it was, I don't know, it was really beautiful. There's special people in the world, you know, and I think that he was one of them. And there's a couple of people that are just naturally, I don't know. There's something amazing about them, and you can't explain it or pinpoint it, and I'm not even going to try, but there's amazingness out there, you know? There's a lot of beauty.
Fair enough, and I mean, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of beauty in the world, and you just have to, you know, take the risk to go and find it.
Yeah, you gotta search it out.
But it's there, so Radioland, get on that.
Go find the rainbow.
Well, it's not too hard with the weather we've been having all weekend, with the cold and the rain and the other unfortunate not April-like stuff.
Oh, we're getting into downer zone.
Mwah, mwah.
Downer zone. Oh, you know what? Good things. I finished a Sudoku yesterday. That was my first time ever. Thank you very
really?
Much.
Really?
Very
to, nice.
Just to bring it back up into the congratulatory spirit, everyone, I finished a Sudoku, and now I can give up on doing them ever again. Took me a full day.
That's pretty awesome. I've never done Sudoku.
They're hard.
Are they?
Yeah. Not anymore. Now I'm a professional.
Oh, man. So I think it's time for a little more music. I'm hanging out here with Ari Danger Lion, the Sudoku King.
Yes.
Yes. So coming up, this is crazy.
The tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad.
it so slashed and torn.
Why? Why?
And we're back. This is your weekly musical therapy session. I'm Renice McLeod here with Ari Lyon from Monday Rose. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing pretty good. I always feel good after Queen.
Queen is pretty good.
Especially with a little Bowie mixed in there. Come on, you can't get better.
Well, Freddie Mercury, though, and David Bowie, I mean, it's kind of a no contest.
Yes.
So what you were listening to, Radioland, to start, we had Crazy by Aerosmith, followed by Queen and David Bowie with Under Pressure. All right, my patients, this is the end of the show, actually. We've got your concert listings coming up, but yeah, we're just about...
Is Monday Rose at the Mod Club May 11th part of the concert listings?
Obviously.
Yes.
That was obviously and absolutely at the same time. Absolutely and obviously.
Both good words. No reason they can't be together.
Abso-obviously?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It works. So, Monday Rose, May 11th at the Mod Club with the premiering of the music video for Mr. Z and the release of the song. Isn't it also accessible on iTunes soon?
It will be.
Yeah.
Not right this moment.
Not right this moment, but
we
soon.
We haven't officially released it yet. That was a little sneak peek. But yeah, it will be on iTunes after the show. But yeah, email band@mondayrosemusic.com for tickets.
And we will see you on May 11th. All right, babies, pen and paper at the ready, for it is time for this week's concert listings. Tomorrow, the original alt rockers, the Pixies, will be rocking at Massey Hall. Also tomorrow, the original Jersey Boys, in my opinion, My Chemical Romance, will be playing at the Cool House. Now, I plan to be there. MCR is, I'll admit, one of my favorite bands, so I think you should check them out. Chris Cornell will be performing on April 20th, that's Wednesday, at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. And Tiesto, along with Wolfgang Gardiner, will be rocking the Rico April 20th and 21st. That's Wednesday and Thursday. On Thursday as well, Ron Sexsmith, I can say that on air because it's the guy's name, Ron Sexsmith will be playing at Lee's Palace April 21st, and Scott Rocker's Biffy Clyro will be rocking the Mod Club on April 23rd. On April 25th, we've got All Time Low co-billing with Yellow Card. I actually saw Yellow Card when they first came out. They were pretty good then. Let's see how good they are now. And 80s pop rock extraordinaires Duran Duran will be playing at the Phoenix. And for those of you looking ahead, pen and paper at the ready, May 11th at the Mod Club. Once again, we have Monday Rose not only performing, but premiering their new song, Mr. Z, which you got a little sneak peek of tonight, as well as the music video for it. So stay tuned, guys. I will talk to you next week. This concludes this Monday's music therapy session. Have a great night, guys, and thanks a lot for tuning in.